You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good morning, everyone. Today we'll be in the whole Victory Metro Manila. We have our series break, and we're going to talk about, and I think almost all of us, or maybe all of us, will be talking about our responses as Christians, not as Victory, as Christians with the new leadership that is that will be in place by July. And so this is something that I think all of us, we need to understand. First off, not just the practical application, kung paano tayo magre-respond, but really the reason behind it. And we're going to talk about the sovereignty of God over our nation and the nature of God's sovereignty so that we'll understand how we can respond now as a church to whoever would lead our nation, whether it's in a national level, in a local level, and even in your offices, sa bahay, marunong tayo mag-respond because we'll understand the sovereignty of God and how God is in control of all situation. Last week, almost all of us went and voted. And so we voted also as a family because as a Christian, responsibility natin yon to actually go out and vote and not just talk about it and not just be keyboard warriors, but really go out there and make a difference. And so our family voted, even my kids voted. Ayan, pag makita nyo, meron din silang marka, no? Ng green na Pentel pen. Hindi po sila bumoto, no? Kami lang. But we brought them to the precinct, Paul, and we're able to educate them. This is how we vote here in the Philippines. So sobrang nilang excited. Up until the last minute, undecided sila who they would vote for. Okay, kala mo naman magboboto talaga sila, no? And actually, last night, my second daughter came to me and said, Dad, we have to talk tomorrow. So I go, what's the topic? Sabi niya, politics. Okay, we'll talk about politics. Okay, so we'll be talking about politics maybe later over lunch. But then this is exciting kasi ang taas nung turnout ng mga voters, no? Our people are involved with the process. And I thank God for it because we live in a democratic country. Diba? And I think it is God's will. Ang dami nagtanong sa akin for the past month, sino boboto mo? Hindi ako sumagot, no, kasi sino boboto ko. Basta Golden State Warriors ako. No? But did not answer it because really, it doesn't really matter who I would vote for. And as you all know, we don't also endorse kasi meron naman tayo sarili-sarili nating mga desisyon. I reviewed, I voted, I saw the platforms, I watched the debate, so I knew who I was going to vote for. And it doesn't really matter if my presidential won or not. Okay lang naman, di ba? And this is what we want to talk about today on why it's just okay and I can move on with life and still continue on being a productive citizen of the Philippines even though I'm Philchay. Right? But again, this is because of an understanding kung ano yung role ni God sa nation natin and God's sovereignty, His very nature. And speaking of nation and changing nations, we actually have Joe and Bing, who it's their last Sunday today. They're going back to Canberra because we will have an ongoing church plant. Di pa ho church plant, pero hopefully by 2017, okay, we'll be having our church at Victory Canberra sa Australia. No? Joe and Bing are here today. Joe, Bing, pwede tayo muna kayo so that we could recognize you. Again, they made a lot of sacrifice going here for 4 months, left their jobs in Canberra to be here. They're self-supporting people who went to school. And so if you want to partner with them, whether it's through prayer, they're building their prayer team. Also, if you want to give financially to them and partner with them, you can do so. You can talk to them after the service. I know they would greatly appreciate that. Though they're not asking, pero as a church, kasi ito yung una nating legit na mga missionaring papadala, no? From Green Hills na na-disciple dito sa Green Hills. Can we ask Joe and Bing to just come up here on stage and we'll pray for you and we'll just lay hands on you. Joe will graduate Thursday and they're flying back Friday. So we won't see them anymore for this year. But then let's just pray. Can we ask maybe Pastor Lee just to come up here and pray with us? Can we stretch out our heads and pray for them? Lord, We thank you for Joe and Bing, Lord. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for the sacrifice that they made going here. Lord, we know this is a big sacrifice. And Lord, when we start talking about nation building, and we start talking about how God can use us, Lord, thank you, because Joe and Bing exemplified that. And so I pray, Lord, that you would bless them as they go back. I pray, Lord, that they would be fruitful in the land, Lord, of Canberra. Lord, that they would be able, Lord, to produce a lot of disciples and a church that would transform the culture and the city where they are in. Lord, give Joe and Bing, Lord, the anointing to lead, and even the people, Lord, that they're ministering to. Lord, we pray, Lord, that there will be just a multiplication. There will be growth that would happen in that nation as the gospel is preached in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a big hand. Thank you, Joe, Bing. Now, for the past 5 weeks, we've been talking about how the outcome of our lives largely depend on the choices we make. Especially in the Philippines, we are a democratic country. Marami nagtatanong, sino ba yung will ni Lord na maging presidente, vice-presidente, mayor, vice-mayor? Really, the will of God, if you would look at scripture, is not a person. The will of God for the Philippines is for us to have a democratic country where we make a choice, and the choice we make would be the outcome of our leadership. Okay? So, pag makita mo, inalaw talaga to ni Lord. Kaya walang sagot na, walang pastor na pwedeng sumagot, ang will ni Lord dapat nanalo si... Okay, hindi pwede. Bakit? Kasi hindi naman yun yung will ni Lord. Clear sa atin na ang will ni Lord, nagkaroon ng mandato, na lahat tayo boboto and we will choose our president. Now, for another kind of government, it might be different, but here in the Philippines, this is how we do it. Okay, this is how we do it. Okay, and it's because the choices we make are so important. It would lead to the path where we want to go because of the decision we made. So now we made a decision. And our new president would be President Duterte, right? Now, whether you voted for him or not, this is the vote of the entire Philippines, okay? And he won clearly, and so he is going to be our president. We made a choice, okay? And because of that, how will I now respond as a Christian? Mahirap mag-respond if you don't understand the sovereignty of God. If you don't understand that God is in control, we might not respond in the right way, especially if you did not support Duterte or the vice president who will win, or the senators. Yung binoto mo doon, ni walang pumunta doon sa top 12. Right? What that means is, if I don't understand what God wants us to do and who God is, I might not respond in the right way. And we've seen that in the past 2 months. Ang daming mudslinging, ang daming disrespectful remarks that happen in social media. It's because of a misunderstanding of the sovereignty of God. And that's what we want to look today. In Isaiah chapter 6, this is Isaiah having a vision of the Lord and who the Lord is and his very nature. And we'll look at that. In Isaiah 6, chapter 1, it says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple." Half of my message would come from this verse. Okay? Dito pa lang sa verse 1, it is so full of lessons on leadership and of God's nature and how we need to respond. Number one, it says here, in the year that King Uzziah died, kings would come and kings would go. Kings would be born, but then kings will die. In the year that King Uzziah died, there would be a transition of leadership. Okay? May bagong hari na mamumuno. But in spite of King Uzziah dying, we understand that God is alive. And God remains to be alive. And He is alive, alive, alive forevermore. Right? Right? Ang dami ng presidente ng Pilipinas ang namuno, yung iba patay na, yung iba naka-house arrest. It doesn't really matter who the president would be. All I know for sure is that God is alive and that God is sovereign. Our kings, those we vote for, would one day die. Leaders of organization, of churches would die. Pastors would die. Hopefully not me yet. Not yet. Okay. But then all of us will die. But what we understand is that God is alive. And it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne. What does that imply? Nung sinabing si Lord nakaupo sa trono, right? What that means is, when a ruler sits on the throne, it implies there's peace and he is in control. He's never shocked. Hindi po siya na nagulat na nanalo si Duterte. Okay? Hindi siya nagulat na nanalo ang mayor natin. Hindi siya nagulat na yung konsehal natin nanalo. Alright? Hindi siya nagulat si Bico Soto na member natin first sa Pasig as konsehal. Hindi siya nagulat. Lahat yan, alam niya. Hindi siya nagulat, nag-concede si Poe. Okay? Hindi siya nagulat, nag-conceive si Lee. Okay, hindi. Okay. He's never shocked. That's the nature of sovereignty. If he is in control and he is at peace, hindi siya nagugulat. He knows everything. That's the sovereignty of God. And it is a picture of the king seated on the throne while everybody is saying, this is the most important election in the history of the Philippines. Since 1984, sinasabi na yan. Noong 1992, ito ang pinaka-importanteng election sa history ng Pilipinas. Diba? Noong 1996, ito ang pinaka-importanteng election. Kaya kailangan lahat tayo. Noong year 2000, ito, hanggang ngayon, yung pa rin ang linya natin. Ito ang pinaka-importanteng. Ang dami nang importante. Right? Buhay pa tayo. Yung mayaman ng Pilipinas. Why? Because God is seated on His throne. It is the sovereignty of God. He is at peace. Hindi siya nakipag-away. Wala siyang in-unfriend. Why? He is sovereign. He understands. Kings would come and go. And I'm still seated on the throne. When you say a king is seated on the throne, we do not give God authority to run our lives. He will, whether we like it or not. He's king. In the same breath, whoever sits on Malacanang, it doesn't really matter because God is king. He's sovereign. He is in control. Sa dami natin presidente, look at this. There's not a single head of state in all the world who will be there in the next 50 years. Who will still be in power. Okay. The turnover in world leadership, you know how many percent? I made the research, 100%. All leaders will die. All leaders will be passed on. In the next 110 years, there will be 10 billion brand new people in the world. And 4 billion in the next 110 years, whether you like it or not, 4 billion of us will no longer be on the face of the earth. Nagpupuyat ka magparami ng Twitter followers mo, in the next 110 years, it doesn't matter. Imagine mo, in the next 110 years, all leadership, there will be 10 billion brand new people who won't even know the name Justin Bieber. Or Konsehal Chongson. Nobody will know. Because the whole 4 billion people in the world will die in the next 110 years. Minsan, masyado tayong mainit. Isya ang magbibigay ng pagbabago. In the next 100 years, might not be. And we've seen this happen in the world. But not God. He's Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. That was what He declared in Revelation. Ako ang una, ako ang magtatapos. Kung may katapusan man, which walang katapusan. He's Alpha and Omega. In Psalms 90 verse 2, it says, He is from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. This is God. This is the rule of God. This is the reign of God. I am forever. Right? Sa gobyerno, walang forever. Sa gobyerno, walang, hindi ka tatagal. Kahit nasabi mong dynasty ka. Yung dynasty namin sa China, wala na.
Ang C dynasty. Kinuha na ng Tan. Chinkitan. Okay.
It will come and go. But only God would last forever. And then it says, high and lifted up. Bakit sinabing high and lifted up? With all the thrones in the world. Okay? Some in your CR, okay? With all the thrones in the world, this throne is high and lifted up. Ang sinasabi ni Isaiah, sinasabi ni the Spirit of God, what the Spirit of God is saying to Isaiah was that this throne is different. This throne is higher than all other thrones, and this throne is lifted up. Sabi sa Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10, I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient time, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, that I will accomplish all my, what? Purpose. Kung anong sinabi ko, yun yung mangyari. If I say, stop! Stop! Diba? Ganun si Lord. What God is saying, what my purpose is, it will stand. God allows it to happen. Why? He is at peace. He's on His throne, high and lifted up. Kala mo, ang gulo na dito. Alam ko yan. That's the picture of God in Isaiah 6. God's throne is higher than every other throne, signifies God's power to exercise His authority. There's no opposing authority can nullify the decrees of God. Pag sinabi ni Lord, mangyari yan, mangyari yan. Pag sinabi ni Lord, 3 to 6 months, maging Christian lahat. Okay? Mangyari yan. Nakaganon pa si Lord sa trono. Di ba? Which is true. We have now a new president. Okay? Di ba? Sabi ni Lord, di ba? O, binoto nyo. Binigyan ko kayo ng democracy. Yan, binoto nyo. Yan. Okay? It's my gift to you. Okay? This is the will of God. Because you voted for Him. Okay? Why? He's sovereign. That's why as Christians, we rally. Why? In God's sovereignty, He allowed this man to become the next president of the Philippines. And your Facebook posts won't really matter. Because God is seated upon the throne and He's deleting your post. And then it says, the train of His robe filled the temple. You know, train of the robe, right? Ano yan? Di ba sa wedding, tapos may train? Yeah. Pag mas mahaba, it's longer. Mas mahal. Mas mahaba, mas mahal. Right? It speaks of the splendor. Yeah. Kaya nga pag mamarcha yung bride, di ba? Tapos, oh, haba. Ang daming peking Swarovski. Di ba? Yeah. Oh, mahal kaya. Ang mahal. Right? Speaks of the splendor. Yeah. And the Bible talks about the train of His robe filling the temple. There's this girl who tried to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. So, nung wedding niya, nagpagawa siya ng napakalaking train of her robe filled a portion of the street. It's 1.85 mile long. She spent for the train, the robe, $40,000. Okay. So, medyo magasto siya. No? Yung asawa niya hanggang ngayon nagtatrabaho pa rin. Right? But you look at this picture and you say, wow, grabe, pang world record. Grabing splendor, grabing ginastos dito. Importante itong, galing. But imagine when the Bible says the train of His robe filled the temple. Temples during that time, hindi ganito kaliit. Mas malaki. It's bigger than this mall. Okay? And it's not, it surrounded. No, it filled. You can't do anything. Why? Because the train of His robe filled the temple. Ganong kahaba. Every step, there's the train of the robe.
It filled the temple. It was showing to us the majesty of God, the splendor of God. Parang sinasabi niya, ibahin niyo ako. I'm high and lifted up, and the train of my robe filled the temple. And above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. No one knows what the strange six-winged creatures were, because it was only mentioned here in Isaiah 6 and it was never mentioned again in the Bible. Angels with six wings. It was once again signifying, this is a magnificent vision that God rules. God is in control. God is the boss. God is the one in charge. And the seraphim were saying something. And they were calling out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." God in His holiness, ibig sabihin nature ni Lord yung holiness. Sa Bible, pag makita mo, you don't mention, rarely do they mention any word twice. Now this one is three times. Di ba si Lord, si Jesus pag may sasabihin, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," di ba? Ulitin niya. Yeah. So parang kung si Ice, Isaiah, Isaiah, ibig sabihin importante. Pero pag tatlong beses sinabi, napaka-importante. Isaiah, Isaiah, Isaiah Clemente, father of Caleb. Okay. Di ba? Ibig sabihin importante. Right? And here, it was mentioned how many times? Three times. It was saying again and again and again, the holiness of God. And when the holiness of God is displayed, it becomes the radiant glory. How can you explain? I'll try to explain this using governance. Hirap to, ha? Lasal. Okay, wait. Now, ang ibig sabihin nito, may nabasa akong Facebook post na may isang girl, kumuha siya ng taxi, may tatlong taxi driver. Sabi nung manong driver, "Where are you going?" Sabi nung girl, "I'm going to ganyan." Sabi nung manong driver, "Oh no, I can't drive you." Which we know is against the law. Then the two drivers said, "You cannot do that. Duterte is now our president." And so the driver now drives this girl. Diba? And when the girl gave the fare, okay, the driver actually gave her the change. Sabi ng driver, "Change is coming." Yeah. All right. And hindi si Duterte binoto niya, sabi niya, "Keep the change." Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, joke lang. Right. But then, what does this mean? Duterte's promise was that things are going to change, right? "I am for the law. I am for discipline." Yeah. And this is just a man speaking. Duterte was not there conversing with the three taxi drivers, but they felt the display of discipline because of what was said. That is the holiness of God. God is so holy, when it is displayed, we see the glory. Right? Yung bus driver, meron sa Top Gear, nag-post. Di ba? Pinapapara eh, wala pang bus stop, sabi ng driver, "I cannot stop." Why? Because Duterte is the president. Yeah. Nalala ko dati yan sa EDSA, I was caught. I didn't know left turn. Year 2000 plus election. Eh, nag-brother Eddie ako nun. Sabi ng polis, "Sir, ganyan-ganyan." Mingi. "Ay sir, hindi ho pwede." "Ah, bakit?" "Bangon Pilipinas ho kami." "Ah, born again pala." Go. Diba? Parang ganun yun. Brother Eddie wasn't there. He's not even the president. But because it was the nature of the campaign, people felt it. When Pinoy said, "Bawal ang wangwang," di ba? What happened? Wala nang nagwawangwang. Because there's no entitlement in my administration, it's now felt. The same way. In God's nature is holiness. And when it is displayed, it is His glory that's being displayed. That's why you see Christians who are growing and who walks with the Lord. What happens? When you go to the office and everybody's cursing, when you sit down, they Andiyan si ano, sister.
Andiyan si brother.
Yung presence mo lang, nagbago na yung atmosphere. Why? You are showing off, or your life is showing the glory of God because of the holiness that is in you.
Nag-green joke, pagdating mo, nagiging clean joke. Bakit? Because nandoon ka eh. Sana ganun. Sana. Alright?
Hindi yung pagdating mo, ayan na, ay, dito na bro! Diba?
Sana hindi. Okay. Sana hindi ganun. Okay. Natakot ako. Okay. Naka-victory, ano ka pa, logo. Okay, V for Vastos. Okay, so.
Sana hindi. Diba? Ibig sabihin, nakikita kung ano yung nasa loob mo. And this is what it means. Holy, holy, holy. And then, the whole earth is full of His glory. That's why there's so many in history that revival happened in cities. Wala nang crime rate. When the church was growing, when people were praying, there was the fear of the Lord, crime stopped.
Wala nang ginagawa yung mga policemen, nag-choir na lang. Yeah. So natanggal sila sa trabaho, wala nang crime.
Yeah. Because of the presence of the holiness of God.
Imagine a day when this will happen, when the church continues to make disciples, when the church continues to grow and do its part. What happens? We now pass on the atmosphere and the nature of God to our very city.
Now, verse 4. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of Him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. So while they were crying out, holy, 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 the foundations of the temple shook.
Ganong kalakas yung boses ni Lord.
Ganon yung manifestation na talagang may pagbabago.
And then the response of Isaiah, classic, champion tong response.
Verse 5, says, woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. When Isaiah saw the holiness of God and the sovereignty of God seated on the throne, high and lifted up, in control of everything, he saw, whoa, grabe, naparepent. Sabi niya, ang dumi ko. Ako ang may kasalanan. It is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. He says, because I've seen the authority of God, the sovereignty of God, the King, the Lord of hosts.
Ganda, no? Kasi minention niya yung word King. Hindi His Holiness. The King talks about His sovereignty and His rulership. He is the Lord of hosts.
If we have a proper understanding that God is in control,
hindi tayo ganun kainit. Nakala mo mamamatay ng Pilipinas pag di nanalo yung presidente mo. Nakala mo iwan na tayo ni Lord dahil ito yung naging presidente o ito yung vice-presidente. Masyado niyong ino-overrate naman ng tao. It's too overrated. Yeah. We put them in a pedestal as if they're high and lifted up. They're not. In 110 years from now, they would be forgotten. In less than 50 years, they won't even reign.
Sipin mo, no? Ilan in-unfriend mo dahil dyan? Ilan kinaaway mo? Ilang articles ang shiner mo? Adobo Chronicles pa yung shiner mo.
Mga baseless lies, you share it to people.
For what? Papanik ka? Baka man, God is sovereign. God is in control.
It's not based on one person. If I understand that, I would know how to react.
Sa tagal ko na, you know, since high school, mahilig ako sa politics eh.
Pero as you continue to understand the sovereignty of God, marunong ka mag-pacing.
Alam mo, tao lang din yan. Importante, it's important. But then it's not, it won't be the end.
Right? It's like, precedents have come and gone. God is sovereign. God rules. Question we need to ask. Number one, who is the king? Second, who is the Lord? Who is in control? Who is in charge? Without a proper understanding that it is God, what happens? Our response won't be right. Palaban, ginawa mong Diyos-Diyosan yung mga taong tumatakbo. Masyado mong binigyan ng importansya. They're not really as important, di ba, as God, who is in control. Who is the King? Who is the Lord? If I understand the sovereignty of God, I would know and I would be, kampante ako, I'll be at peace. Even though I didn't vote for Duterte, okay? Example lang. I won't say, okay? Example. Okay? Kahit di ko binoto si Duterte, Duterte won, I'll be at peace. Why? God is in control. Will I rally behind him? Of course, yes. Why? God is in control. But if I think that people are in control, what will I do? If I didn't vote for him, sisiraan ko yan. I'll give doomsday prophecies about this man and about the vice president and about our senators, about the mayors. Gagawa ko ng paraan para ma-impeach sila lahat in 3 to 6 months. Diba? Why? Because you think you're in control. But if you understand that God is in control, God is sovereign, God's taken care of him. Second, he's not shocked, he's not surprised, he knows. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away from you, and your sin atoned for. The touching of the mouth, which is the removal of the sin. Diba sabi sa Bible, out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaks. However you've reacted in the past, not just in this election, but even in the past, and I'm not talking about politics only, even in your leadership at home, in your leadership at the office, in your self-leadership, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If it's full of hatred, because there's a lot of hatred there. Yung mahilig man chismis, man gossip. Bakit? Basag yan sa loob, kaya ganun. Gusto niya lahat ng tao, binabasag din niya. Kaya siya chismoso at chismosa. Ang problema niyan, pag chismoso kang leader, napansin niyo, lahat ng mga mahilig mag-Facebook feed nung the past month about their presidential ball, nung unang mga post nila, daming like, daming share eh. Pag araw-araw mo nang ginagawa, exage na eh. Wala na nagla-like sa'yo. Na-unfriend ka na nga eh. Spammer ka na eh. Maling-maling. Yeah. Spam. Maling. Okay. Yeah. Maling-mali yung ginagawa mo. Right? Masyado mo kami pina-flood ng ano. Right? Because, what? Out of the abundance of your heart. It's funny how some of our candidates who's from church have actually moved on. Yung iba, Pastor, saan ba maganda magano? Mag-relax lang nung staff, campaign staff ko kasi natalo sila, pagod sila lahat, gusto na mag-swimming. Taka move on na. Yung mga iba natalo, okay lang. Why? We live in a democratic country, they could run again. Pero tayo minsan, di tayo makamove on, no? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Pag mahilig ka magreklamo, and I'm not talking about, again, the election, I'm talking about you, your nature. You're a whiner, you're a complainer. And you love to complain in front of the whole world through your social media platform. What does it say about you? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Entitled ka. You're a very entitled person. That's why you complain a lot. Instead of doing something about it, yeah, you just complain. Why? It's the easiest thing to do. Yeah. Luke 6:45. what's coming out of your mouth. The question I want to ask is this. How many times have you complained about the Pinoy administration? Compared to the hours that you actually prayed for the president. How many hours have you complained about the MMDA? When was the last time you prayed for the MMDA chief Tolentino at the time? Minsan, disconnect eh. Ang disconnect nung natututunan natin sa church, tapos amen, amen, paglabas mo, ibang-iba ka. Why? There's no understanding of the theology of God's sovereignty. That's why we complain. That's why we're entitled. My fear is, if in 6 months, hindi na suppress yung crime, people will complain again. But who's doing the crime? Filipinos. We complain about us. We're the problem. And for one man to carry the problem, kawawa naman yung tao na yun. Ako nga, pastor, dito, 8 years na eh. Kalati lang sa atin, nagbi-victory group. Di ba? Babait nyo na, ha? Eh, hindi ako nagpapatama. Tamaan sana kayo. Anyway. Isipin mo, no? Kung sa church lang nga, hindi pa natin masundan. Oh, closed door, ha? Pag puno, ha? Dami pa rin nagagalit sa Asia. Puno na nga, puno, puno. Di ba, Christian ka? Alam mo naman kung ano yung puno. Di ba? Kung dito lang nga, hindi na natin maayos eh. Ang taas ng expectation mo. Yeah. Right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay. Here's what Paul wrote, Romans 13. Dito ako medyo tinamaan eh. When Paul wrote this, he was in prison because of his faith. Okay? Ulitin ko, ha? When Paul wrote the next verse that I'm going to share, he was in prison because of his love for God. And here's what he wrote in Romans 13. Okay? Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by whom? By God. Ano sabi ni Paul? Kung context, no? Sa kulungan siya. Kulung ako, no? But because Paul understands the authority and the power of God and the sovereignty of God, sabi niya, whoever God appoints, and at the time, it was, of course, it wasn't a democratic country. He was in prison because of his faith. Sabi niya, yung nakaupo dyan is actually appointed by the sovereign God. And I'm here in prison. Can't do anything. I was in prison because of my faith. I broke the law. Ano sabi niya? Magkita-kita tayo. Sunugin ng... Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Because there's no authority except from God. So whoever is in place of position, it is because of the sovereignty of God. Pastor, ba't nanalo si Duterte? Because in God's sovereignty, He's allowed Duterte to become the next president of the Philippines. Bakit sa vice nanalo si... Wala pa pala. Okay. Because in God's sovereignty, we will know who will win. Yeah. Ay, but si Mayor... Because in God's sovereignty. But si Vice? In God's sovereignty. Yeah. Ganon. Misis ko, bilhin natin yan. Wala tayong budget because in God's sovereignty. Gamit na gamit yan sa bahay. Bili tayo. No, in God's sovereignty. Hindi natin nabili. After mag-buffet, di ba? Dapat di tayo nag-buffet. In God's sovereignty. Pati kasalanan eh, no? Nilagay sa sovereignty ni Lord. Di ba? Pero kung titingnan mo talaga, kung may understanding tayo ng sovereignty ni God. In God's sovereignty, I am the pastor here. Even though maybe I'm not the best person to be here. In God's sovereignty, yan yung magulang nyo. In God's sovereignty, yan yung kapatid nyo. In God's sovereignty, naging kaibigan ko si Randall. That's good, ha? That's good. Okay. in God's sovereignty, things happen. In God's sovereignty, Marcos was in power in the 70s. In God's sovereignty, Cory became president. In God's sovereignty, FVR. And then, ERAP. GMA. Hey, na-impeach. In God's sovereignty, na-impeach. In God's sovereignty, GMA. Hey, di ba? In God's sovereignty. Can you explain? You can't. All I know is that in God's sovereignty, buhay pa tayo lahat, umuunlad ng Pilipinas, walang wang-wang. In God's sovereignty. And now in God's sovereignty, we have a new president. If I understand who is seated on the throne, relax lang. May bukas pa. In 100 years from now, wala na rin tayo. That's the sovereignty of God. So how do I respond? Paul said, number one, yung heart natin dapat tama. Dapat naintindihan natin, every governing authority is appointed by who? By the sovereign God. Every civil government official is a minister of God according to Scripture. Grabe yung ginamit na word sa Bible. Ministers daw sila ni Lord. Hindi, alam ko nanda. In God's sovereignty, silang nasa posisyon. Right? Really, in God's... May ebidensya. In God's sovereignty, hindi pinansin ang ebidensya mo. That's God. Can I explain? I cannot. It's just God's sovereignty. How do I now respond? Isipin mo, di ba yun? Sila Nero. Diba yung mga dating mga rulers, mga papatay ng mga Kristiyano? Did God allow? In God's sovereignty, it fueled the flame for churches to spread because of a wicked king. 75% of the leaders in the Old Testament, the kings of Israel and Judah, were bad kings. Huh? Bakit? Because in God's sovereignty. Alam niyo naman na yung lesson natin today, no? In God's sovereignty. That's our lesson today. Okay? Why is that? Because in God's sovereignty. That's our lesson. Okay? How do you apply this? Okay? Ano sabi sa Titus 3? Very clear. Remind the believers, that's us, to submit to the government and its officers. They should be what? Obedient. Always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Okay. Yan. Pakibasa. Hindi ko na-explain. Clear naman, di ba? You want me to expound? Wag na, tatamaan tayo lahat pag in-expound ko to. Right? Paki-picture na lang. I-quiet time yun ng dalawang linggo. Alright? Kahit yan lang, memorize niya. Magbabago buhay niya. Okay. Kahit 2 weeks. 2 verses. Right? Okay. Okay. Move on na tayo. Okay. May isa pa eh. Romans 13. This is why you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's what? Servants. Grabe na siya. Sino? Servant ni God. Yes, servant ni God. Yeah. They're God's servant. Okay? Who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, you pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Every leader that God placed in positions of power, they deserve honor, they deserve respect. Okay. Our people deserves that you pay the right taxes. Eh, baka mapuntal. Again, in God's sovereignty. Okay. Wala ka namang preba na napunta yun doon eh. But I trust in God's sovereignty. Okay. Now, I want to end with this. Okay. I-skip ko na yung video. I want to end with this. Ang ganda nung response ni Isaiah. After seeing the sovereignty of God, repenting of his sin, and saying, Lord, I'm unclean. You're king. You're sovereign. And the Lord made a declaration. Sabi niya, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Here am I. Send me. Okay. Para tong ano eh, di ba? Gusto mo talaga ng pagbabago? It starts with you. Starts with us. When I say it starts with you, I'm talking about the church. Okay? I'm not talking about everybody else. I'm talking about the church. According to scripture, we are the pillar of truth. According to the Bible, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will come and forgive their sins and heal their land. Ang laki nung nakasalalay sa simbahan. If the church won't do its work, okay? If the church won't do, if we won't disciple, okay? Listen to this, okay? Kasi yung iba sa atin, ang init natin nung sa Facebook eh. Kung hindi ka nagpapadisciple, hindi ka nagdi-disciple, hindi na ako asa. Sa'yo, na ayaw. Kasi simple na yun eh. Great Commission na nga yun eh. Right? We are to be the one who would bring about change, and so change should start in me. And where do we find change? It's found in Christ. Real change only happens through an encounter with Christ, not through a president. If your pastor can change you, your spouse can change you, your circumstances can change you, you think Duterte can change you? No. Only Christ can change you. You've got to have an encounter with the Lord. You've got to start saying, Lord, today you change me. Lord, if I've not been a good citizen of this nation, change me. Lord, if I'm the number one critic of this administration, Lord, change me. Lord, if I've disrespected, dishonored, and I've not even prayed for our nation, Lord, you change me. Here I am, Lord. You send me. Let me be the one who would bring about change in our nation. Can we all just bow down our heads and pray? Ask the worship team to come up. Lord, we thank you because, Lord, you're sovereign. Lord, you're king. Lord, I thank you because you've given us, as the church, a crucial role in nation building. Lord, when you called the church as your pillar of truth, when you commanded the church to repent so that you might heal the land, you're saying, church, it's time for you to respond. And so I pray, God, for each and everyone here today, may we respond in the right way. May we repent of our sins, just like Isaiah. May we not be entitled people, but we would be servant leaders. That we will make a difference, God, in our city. We'll make a difference in this nation. Lord, when we cry out for change, may we live for change. Lord, when we grumble and whine about corruption, may there be no corrupt act, Lord, that we are doing. Lord, when we whine and complain about taxes, may we pay the right taxes. Lord, may each and everyone be subject to the governing authorities because it is appointed by you, the sovereign God. Lord, instead of cursing this nation, may we start blessing this nation. Lord, may we speak life over this nation. May the church rise up and do its work. Lord, starting today.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.